This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Doctrine of Truth. We want you to enjoy, sit back, relax, and be enlightened by the true word of God. With your host, Bishop Algie B. Poole, Jr.
Well, we thank you. God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I am your host, Bishop Poole. We're happy to have you in this resurrection season with my wife, Terry Poole. And we're going over the highest time, amen, to what the basic foundation of all Christianity, all Christian believers, amen, that believe that Christ is alive. He's not dead. And we're expressing, amen, some of the false teachers as well, exposing them as well, and building a foundation for our believers to be aware of false teaching. You might not think that you'd be eased into a temptation, amen, try to please the world, but we're in the world, but we're not of the world. We're not of the doctrine, amen, of the world. We thank you, Lord, God bless you, bless this message, bless the listeners, that they can hear. And if they hear, get understanding. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen, amen. We're going to start off in one of the Gospels, amen, written by the Gospel according to John. And Sister Terry reads starting at the 20th chapter, Saint John, 20th chapter, 20th to the 31st verse.
King James Version.
King James Version.
And when he has so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so I send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then says he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said, And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. And verse 30, and many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book.
Amen. Yes. There's so many of the things that Jesus did. We'd like to reiterate that in our last discussion, amen, concerning the what Jesus did, the miracles that he did. So many things that Jesus do for you daily, amen, you can't even count them. Amen. Many of you have done, God has done something for you today. You thought, you knew it had to be God because no one else knew but God. Amen. So he's still alive. He's alive. That's one proof that he's alive. notice a couple of things here. Amen. That Jesus was speaking to his disciples, and he said to them, amen, in the 20th verse, amen, of the Gospel according to John, and when he had said so, now this is after he had risen from the dead. Get the picture now. This is after he was risen from the dead, and the disciples are sitting around, and he's talking with them. Disciples, now they're sitting around in the evening, amen, and they had closed the doors because of the Jews were persecuting them, amen, because of their faith. And when Jesus, in the 20th verse, and when he had said so, when he had so said, he drew unto them his, he showed unto him his hands and his side. Now, many have false teachers are teaching that your body will change. You're going to change when you die. Amen. Ash to ashes, dust to dust, from earth to earth, ash to ashes, dust to dust. No, God showing us, those that are in Christ, you're going to have the same body. God created the body in the beginning of time. Amen. He reached down in the dust of the ground, and he created the body. And Genesis, he said, let us make man. When he said, let us make man, he was speaking of God the Father, God the Word, and God the Holy Ghost, which you will find in 1 John, the 5th chapter, amen, in the 7th verse. He said, there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. Not one plus one is three. No, three are one. God is one. He manifested himself. He was the Word in the Old Testament. And now the Word was made flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God. God, the Word. And he became flesh. In St. John 1 and 14, and also in the book of Hebrews, he said, let's make me a body, and I'll go down. Amen. So the body is important. It's a great investment God did. Amen. And the body, we're going to have the same body. Two arms. Amen. Two legs. One head. And the enemy itself always try to discredit what God made. You always want to twist God's word. And it's so important of us that when we come out of the world, we have to come all the way out. Not try to hold on to parts. Because if you hold on a part, that causes a door opening for Satan to bring others in. Other what? Other false doctrine. And the enemy fights God's people through what we call spiritual warfare. He fights in emotions. He fights through feelings. Because Paul had said that, told Timothy, amen, 1 Timothy 1 and 7, I believe, he said, God has not given us the spirit. Notice what he said. God has not given us the spirit of fear. Spirit, fear is a spirit, but a love, power, and a sound mind. So when the Holy Spirit comes, Jesus, God said that you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit come upon you. Amen. So the Holy Spirit, he's a clean spirit. He is a spirit. God come in you, and he part of you. Amen. So there's a spiritual warfare. The world not recognize those that's going through spiritual things and warfare with their mind and emotion, they're from the devil. So God has given Christians, given them the power, amen, to heal the sick, to cast out devils, amen. The oppression that many people go through, the enemy put on them thoughts and after feelings, claiming that, well, you know, you should always keep this because everybody have feelings, yes, but there are different types a spiritual God, fruits of the spirit, and there's a fruits of the flesh. So when God gave us, amen, the body remained the same. Jesus told Thomas, Thomas, now look at me, Thomas. Look at me, Thomas. The body is the same. But one thing for sure that you want to identify with, amen, after the resurrection of Jesus, after the resurrection of Jesus, you'll find, amen, that he told them that, amen, you can forgive people of their sins. You can forgive people of their sins. And Jesus said unto them in John 20, 21, and he said, and then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father sent me, even so sent I you. He's sending you out. And when he had thus said, he breathed on them. That's where the Holy Spirit comes from. He breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. And this is the part here that Paul was speaking about in 1 Corinthians 15 chapter. And back in John 23rd verse of the 20th chapter, whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained unto them. Now notice what Paul was saying about sins. This is after resurrection. This is after resurrection. And Paul was saying in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, and I'm going to pick it up at the 12th verse. Maybe the 12th verse. Let's say the 13th verse. But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God. We don't want to be a false witness of God. Because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up. If so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, think about this, brethren, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, and you are yet in your sins. This is why it's so important. Jesus come to die for your sins. And if people don't believe in Christ and don't believe in this time of the year, this season we're going into, amen, and in this type of the year, amen, it's been distorted and it's been put away as some type of fantasy. Sister Pooh, what you got to say about this? About this false teaching going on now, false teaching.
The deception that started in the garden with the serpent and Eve is so prevalent today with false teachers and deception.
Yes.
That people might as well be just like Eve. You will not surely die. So much doubt and so many lies have been implanted in people's minds. You hear the conversation. Oh, we not under the law, and oh, God love us too much to send us to hell. Mm-hmm. Well, if you read the Bible, eat it. That's what it says, man shall not live by bread alone. Eat the word every day. Give us this day our daily bread. Get up. Purpose in your heart when God wakes you up to eat the word of God. Start out with 10 minutes, 15, 20, increase it. That's the only way. When a lie is presented that is against true Christianity, true followers of Jesus, you will immediately have, oh, that's a lie. Now, I'm not telling you to go around calling people liars. I'm not doing that. I'm just saying, mm-hmm. when you see it, when you hear it for what mm-hmm. it is, it's mm-hmm. a lie. Mm-hmm. Just move on. Or you can say, you know, I'm going to choose not to believe that right now.
Right.
Like when people say that, oh, you just brainwashed. You just a Bible thumper. Mm. You know that's not true. Mm. They're just trying to beat you down. Mm. It say the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth. And what is the truth? Jesus is the truth. Mm-hmm. But you won't know it until you write the scriptures on your heart. Meditate on them day and night. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. You can only do these things if you believe with your whole heart, your whole mind, and your whole soul. Your soul is at stake. We all need to be concerned in these times. You have got to be concerned that your soul is saved for real. Mm-hmm. And you are going to live in eternity. You are now living in the kingdom, and you will live in eternity with Jesus forever.
Yes. We know we want you to read some of these different doctrines that's around. And we are living in the days of Noah and Lot. Days of Noah with so much violence going on, and we have it now. The days of Noah, that's what the Bible says, the days of Noah and Lot. So shall it be when the Son of Man come. And Lot, you know, you can see all the sexual problems, people exposing themselves. And it's, oh, it's my feelings, my way to where I live. But it was it's nothing new under the sun.
No.
Nothing new. Okay, let's read some false teachers.
What they say about Jesus, even though they proclaim Christianity. We have to realize that everybody that says they're a Christian, mm-hmm. if they don't believe in Jesus, and they don't believe in the resurrection, they mm-hmm. don't believe that he's alive right now, mm-hmm. they are not following his teaching, they are not doing the will of the Father, mm-hmm. they are not Christian. Mm-hmm. And you can't fall for it. Don't fall for the deception just because of the name.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Christianity. Watch what it is. Watch what they look it up. Dig it up. Mm-hmm. What is their mission statement? What do they believe in? So as it relates to Jesus, we looked up a couple more. It says Jesus was not the Christ, but a man who displayed the Christ idea. Christ means perfection, not a person. Jesus was not God, and God can never become man or flesh. He did not suffer and could not suffer for sins. He did not die on the cross. He was not resurrected physically. He will not literally come back. So there's people professing to be Christian, telling their other followers that's Jesus. Here's another one. Jesus was a man and not the Christ. Instead, he was a man who had Christ consciousness. Christ is a state of perfection in every person. Jesus had lived many times before and was in search of his own salvation. Jesus did not die as a sacrifice for anyone's sins. Jesus did not rise physically and will never return to earth in physical form. And the last one. Jesus is not the one true God. He is not a savior, but a spiritual model and guru, and is now an ascended master. He was a new ager who tapped into divine power in the same way that anyone can. Many believe he went east to India or Tibet and learned mystical truths. He did not rise physically from the dead, but rose into a higher spiritual realm.
Wow.
My God.
Christ died a death. Amen. The major death. He did. He died a cursed death. He died on a tree, down on the cross. Amen. He was crucified. Amen. He paid the penalty, all the penalty, not only for the body, but also for the soul. He rose from the dead. And before he was crucified, he took the stripes on his back, Isaiah 53, the stripes on his back for healing before, amen, before he went to the cross. So all of these things he did for the big victory of the believers. Everything is on Jesus. Everything is on him. So the idea that teach people not to believe in Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, is from a fallen angel, amen, that he's man's enemy. He's been condemned by God. He cannot be saved. So he's out to destroy all mankind. And how to do that? Teach them not to follow and not to accept Jesus as the Lord and Savior. Notice what Paul was saying in the book of Romans, the 10th chapter. And we hear this all the time, been quoted many times. But this is the time, amen, that Romans 10 and 9, Paul said that, he said, for the word is nigh even thy birth. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. The word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now that's the resurrection. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. There are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. 1 John, the 5th chapter, and the 7th verse. These three are one. So if you believe that God resurrected Jesus, you believe that God reached down and brought Jesus from the dead. He preached down there. He preached in purgatory. He preached in the paradise. He preached that he, and those that believe, he set them free. He set them free. And now he's in heaven now, St. John 14, preparing a place for us. He's preparing a mansion for us, the God that we serve. Amen. That's why the enemy want to take riches down here on earth. He want to let you know that the resurrection and the resurrected body of God is not real. You're leaving it as animals. So when you die, you're coming back as an animal. You're not coming back at the same body. When you die, you're not going to be alive in heaven. There's just so much distortion going on, so much lying and twisting and turning of God's word. But one thing for sure, there's a song that, I don't know, maybe I don't know it all, but the one thing I know for sure, that he's real.
He's real.
He's one thing, you know, I might not know song or that kind of way, amen, but he's in my heart. I can feel him, he's in my heart, amen. But one thing I might not know, one thing I know, God is real.
He's real.
Many of you might not know a lot, but one thing you know, he's real, he's live today. He's real, he's live today.
He's real. He's real to me. He's real in my heart.
Yes.
He's real in my mind. Mm-hmm. And he's real in my soul. Mm-hmm. And I know it because whenever I call on the name of Jesus, whatever's going on, it changes. Just like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We don't have to be afraid. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We live in. When you live on the scriptures, go through the Bible, the scriptures that say this is what God wants for you in Christ Jesus. So we want to live. We want to live in Jesus' name. We want to people to know the scripture that says, whatever you ask in my name, you will receive it. Because it's true. When you live in Jesus' name, that's what God said. When your heart is a heart of God, when your passion is the same as Jesus, the passion of the Christ is the will of the Father. When you say, your will, God, not mine. When we have the fruit of the Spirit of self-discipline. When you speak to people in a way that they will listen, and then you tell them, Jesus is real. God loves you. God loved you before he formed you. That's what the word says. Before he formed you. So he knows you. He knows the end from the beginning.
Yes.
He knows everything that you're going to do, what you're going to go through, what you're going through right now. He knows. When you wrap your mind around all of that, he knows you. All of your time, every time you wake up, he wakes you up. Everything you have, he gave you. He gave you the talent and the gift to obtain wealth.
Yes.
Stop worrying about your money. Stop worrying about anything. It said, don't worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to wear. These scriptures are real when they're real in your heart. And you live for the true and living God. The word breathes life. Live it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Bishop.
Amen. Notice we'll bring out another point. He called the gospel according to John in the 22nd verse, in the Holy Spirit, receive the Holy Spirit. You know, and during the time of the Old Testament, it was a special ministry for the Holy Spirit. Amen. He worked with the prophets and they were and Moses. Amen. But now, amen, like the Bible said in the book of Acts, in the days of Joel, God said he poured out his spirit upon all flesh. And now is the time of the church dispensation, the Holy Spirit working with the church. He's working for those that want to be saved. Amen. And he let them know resurrection means to anyone that accepted Christ and baptized in water. Amen. You died a physical death. You rose up in a spiritual life. Amen. That what? He's alive. He's alive. He lived in you. It's reality today and reality in the future.
Yes.
And reality in the future. So you have victory. You have a dual citizenship here on earth as well as in heaven.
Praise God.
So it's so important, amen, that we don't take it lightly. Right. Amen. Don't take it lightly and support. Sometimes you don't think you support idolatry. Amen. But you ought to be careful, saints, not to support idolatry. Amen. Because of the fact those that do come into Christ begin to study, and the enemy always, he loved to have a fact to downgrade and discredit Christians. Oh, they should not be involved in idolatry and the Easters and Easter eggs and the Easter bunny. They ain't no Christian. That we don't do that. We don't do that. They trying to take over our position. Amen. They claim they're Christian, but they're still doing the same thing we're doing. You got to be very careful of that, saints. Amen. All right. We thank God for you. Until next time, Mother Poole and I, We just want to bring you the truth. I want you to be free in God.
Free.
And ask you to ask God to help you in His Word. His Word will bless you. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for those that listen. And listen for the salvation. Do you believe in the resurrection? And He's alive. And He's not dead. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time today. We hope it was well spent. Joshua 1:8 says, read and meditate on the word day and night, and be careful to do what is written in it, and your way will prosper and be successful. We want you all to be successful in the Word of God. If you would like to send your prayer request or questions, they are welcome at thedoctrineoftruth@gmail.com. And if it has been a blessing to you and you would like the true word of the gospel to continue to be spread all over the world, we welcome your donations at P.O. Box 2338, Tallahassee, Florida 32316. God bless you.